This is News Director Larissa Donovan. As we wind down the election season, District 2 candidate for Beltrami County, Joe Gould. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for being open to doing another interview again here.
Well, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it. And I told all you guys, no, probably not. It's probably not going to happen. But I was so glad I was able to accomplish my goals. And with 2 weeks left, basically, of the election season, let's get this done. So yeah. You won the primary election quite handily. What are you feeling after that victory going into the general election?
Feeling pretty humble and grateful. You know, I made it through no problem. Nearly 53% of the vote. Very honored to receive so much support. A lot of support here in Ward 1. You know, received nearly half the votes 2 years ago for my run in city council. And so I think a lot of that is kind of translated through for District 2. A third of District 2 is Ward 1. It's also Ward 4 and 5. So meeting a lot more new folks around town. And it's just been a thrilling experience. You know, I've been at this kind of thing for 15 plus years, volunteering and working on different political campaigns and working in state and local government. So, you know, it's, you know, not nothing new, you know, a very similar stuff. But it's been thrilling and we're almost near the end here. So
what sort of enthusiasm and energy do you think you can bring to the table if elected as a Beltrami County Commissioner?
Well, I'd like to think of myself as a lifelong learner, as a teacher, definitely a lot to learn right away with the county government, several departments.
Tons of committee assignments. Don't forget those.
Committee assignments. Yep, absolutely. So there'll be a learning curve right away for sure. But, I'm not afraid of that. Bring it on. I'm doing homework every night anyway. So what's one more packet to add to the mix? So
I think you might get more than just one packet there, Joe, if you are successful in this campaign. But as you're door knocking around wards 1, 4, and 5, what are some of the things you're hearing?
Well, you know, I've been talking to a lot of folks about why I'm running, and you know, that is mostly for children's mental health, the environment, supporting our workforce, and veterans. And most folks seem to agree that those are priority issues for them, too. But, you know, there's definitely still a problem with homelessness. We have way too many folks, without a shelter over their heads every night, So I'm hearing a lot of stuff on homelessness and housing. Definitely want to do whatever I can to help out there too.
And it seems like a lot of these big picture issues that we experience here in Beltrami County, and we're certainly not alone on this. I think this is a problem that affects us nationwide, is, you know, mm-hmm. that continuum between housing and education and healthcare.
Right.
And then public safety ultimately gets in the mix as well. I mean, what can a county do to address these things?
Well, it is all related. It's good to look at the big picture, step back, and not, you know, just get tunnel vision on one or two things. Because, you know, if we invest on the upfront with mental health and housing and workforce development, you know, that can bring the population of the jail down and you know, prevent some crimes and, you know, poor decision making on the front end. We've been talking about this new jail project that's coming up. I'm leaning towards the construction of a new jail, like most of the candidates and most of the current commissioners are. Studied the consultants' feasibility study mm-hmm. and plan. And I encourage folks to take a look at that, too, and submit their comments. You know, it can be found on the Beltrami County's website, so definitely check that out. We want as much public input as possible on that. But, you know, a question I've been pondering to myself is, what does it say about us as a society if we're just going to accept the fact that the jail population is going to dramatically increase over the next 30 years? I feel like there's some things that we can do on the front end to mitigate that, and I'm finding that a lot of folks, you know, also agree with that too. So,
you know, we still owe money on the jail we've got. That's one thing to think about. And then, you know, crime rates tend to be a bit cyclical, crime levels, that is. You know, you might have a couple years where you're quite a bit higher than in years past, and then you'll drop down again, and it kind of bounces around like that. But for as far as a new jail, what are your thoughts on this, like the size and scope of the project? Are we going to keep having to do this every 30 or so years when MnDOT says our current jail is not good?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see as time goes on what we're going to have to do in another 20, 30, 40 years. But, you know, what are we going to do right now, too? You know, depending on what we decide, you know, we can't do nothing. That's not an option. A 36-hour hold facility isn't really an option. And partnering with the neighboring counties, there doesn't seem to be an interest for a regional facility. So, you know, we have to probably build a new jail. And, you know, what are we going to do in the meantime? Are we going to tear down the new jail and build a new one in its place? There's transportation questions with that. What do we do with
the tunnel?
With the current folks, a tunnel would be great, you know, if we build it somewhere near the current county complex. So, yeah, there's a lot of options still. Definitely a lot of questions still, too. So I trust that, you know, the committee has been doing a lot of good work. It's kind of looking like the current county board will decide what's going to happen, and then we'll be, you know, kind of stuck with that decision, whatever it is.
Yeah, I noticed that the vote's expected after the election.
Well, yeah, and we very well could amend it or tweak it, you know, come January, too. So.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of decisions at the new Board of Commissioners, because there will be two new faces on the board, no matter how it shakes out.
Right. There'll be a lot of new faces, and you know, that's good. Turnover is good. It's a healthy thing, and I also want to be a county commissioner that partners with our state legislators, our state senator, our state representative, and really legislators from all over the state, because this jail project does have bonding bill money written all over it. There's certainly a legitimate request for a bonding bill with this. It's been done all over the state and other communities. So I refuse to believe that there's nothing that we can do legislatively for some bonding money for this, or even some state grants. Maybe we can get a federal grant to, you know, so it's not just on the local taxpayer, property taxpayers of the county to fund this. So I would like to see our legislators help out, whoever they may become after this election. You know, there's a lot of races on the ballot. So up and down the ballot, we have a lot of races here. So, I'll be on the email and phones with our state legislators a lot for help and partnerships and ideas and suggestions.
So, Beltrami County is a pretty unique county. Doesn't have a whole lot of taxable land property, and it also shares borders with two tribal nations. What do you think the county can do to improve our relationships with our neighbors, our indigenous neighbors?
Well, we have, you know, Red Lake, White Earth, Leech Lake, all neighboring indigenous nations that we need to do better with as far as ongoing communications and relationships. I want folks to know that, you know, I'm an ally for the indigenous community communication and furthering our relationships. I think, cause we have a lot of folks, in Bemidji here, that are Native American and need help with homelessness and housing and jobs. I would love to see more Native-owned businesses downtown. And I have a lot of experience navigating bureaucratic processes and stuff like that and being a consultant for small businesses. So, a lot of work to do on that front, but no stranger to it and looking forward to that as well.
Are there any other issues that you wanted to be sure we touched on here, Joe? I know you have a list in front of you, and I don't want to miss anything.
Well, you know, I just want to say again that, you know, I'm ready to go to work for the people of Bemidji and really all of Beltrami County. Even though we all have districts to represent, we need to keep in mind residents of the entire county. You know, I'm running to be a voice for homeowners and renters and our youth. I mentioned I'm a teacher. I teach history, geography, civics, and economics, and I feel like, you know, that's a good background to have when it comes to being a public official, an elected official, and being a good listener. I see it every day in the classroom that, you know, kids are struggling with mental health, and I hear from parents on the phone every week the struggles at home. So I feel like I'm, you know, in a good position to help out and have professional background and experience to, you know, be a good asset for the county here. So,
well, we did like the new Sanford Behavioral Crisis Center. That's a big step, I think, in addressing, because there's like there is space there for youth closest in how many hundreds of miles?
Right. many miles.
Yeah. And I know mental health, like inpatient facilities, you know, as someone who's had a family member in and out of mental health situations, it was a big drag to, you know, hours that we'd have to drive to see our relative or loved one. Right. What can we do? Like, how can we bring in more of these inpatient facilities? I mean, ever since the state closed down all its state hospitals, nothing has really popped up in its place, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of the challenging nature of living in northern Minnesota. You know, we're a rural community. We need to do a better job of recruiting a workforce, you know.
Yeah, but where will we put them? We have really tight housing market, too.
Right. Well, the housing market's affecting first-time home buyers and people looking to, you know, upgrade their current house or move from a rental into a house. You know, and it's hard to recruit doctors you know, folks that can afford a higher end place too. So it's a lot of work.
Not just the affordable housing spectrum.
No,
anymore.
It's everybody. So, we need to get developers here and you know, more townhouses, more single family units. You know, just throwing apartments up isn't cutting it anymore. So we definitely have a lot of work to do on that front.
And what are your thoughts about, I read a lot, and some counties have their own zoning ordinances. What do you think about that for Beltrami County? Are we just too a little rural for that yet?
No, I mean, we have to have smart zoning and land use ordinances. You know, I sit on the Planning Commission right now, the JPC, and you know, that's kind of what we deal with every meeting is variances and permit requests and things like that. So it definitely ties into economic development and recruiting developers to take a look here and stuff like that. So, it's smart. It's a good thing. I think I've been on the Association of Minnesota Counties website quite a bit lately, and, you know, they suggest looking at your land use ordinances, your zoning ordinances, every year, you know, at least every couple of years to revisit because economic conditions change.
All right, Joe, is there anything else about you or your campaign you wanted to be sure to get out there before I let you go today?
No, I think we covered a lot of it. So I just, you know, want to thank you again and thanks to the listeners that are tuning in and be sure to vote. You can vote early between now and the election. Otherwise, check out the Secretary of State's website on where you go to vote. Vote your beliefs and values, and hopefully that, you know, mine align with yours. And if not, that's okay too. You know, I'm gonna represent everybody. So, thanks again, and appreciate your time. So.
All right, thank you so much, Joe Gould for Beltrami County District 2.